There's a lot of talk happening now about those living in the margins, and with good reason. There are entire groups of people who are being set aside because their issues impact a smaller group of people and are hard to relate to. In many cases, to be quite honest, people will point to the problem being someone like me, a white male of European descent. And they will say very directly that we cannot possibly understand what they are facing because we're not marginalized by society. And to be quite honest, in many cases, they're right. But I have to say there is one time when people like me are culturally marginalized, when we are expected to be quiet, stand off to the side, and let the voice of others rule the day. That moment is the birth of a child. Come on, admit it. When a baby is born, the child rightfully takes center stage, and not too far from that is mom. If the baby is number one, mom is 1A. She carried the child to term, and they don't call it labor on a whim. Mom worked hard to deliver a child into this world. So dad needs to play his part. He needs to quietly smile, let everyone else keep their gaze on mom and baby. He'll hear his name called, but often it's just when something is needed so he can run an errand, allowing everyone else to focus on the new arrival. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this isn't how it should be. What I'm saying is, if I want to relate to being on the margins, this experience is one that I need to consider to help me understand. It's no different when it comes to the story of Jesus' arrival. We have plenty of text talking about Mary, hearing from the angel, of her thought processes, of her actions. Mary's story is fairly well played out for us. Images adorn churches and books and other artwork showing Jesus and Mary. If Joseph is in the image at all, it's often awkwardly placed to the side, leaving you unsure if he's supposed to be a father or a doting uncle. So here in Matthew 1, we get Joseph's story. A whole 8 verses. There's Joseph quietly in the margins while all of the focus is on the child's arrival. Yet God doesn't put anything into the word that isn't important. It's all there for a purpose. There are just some times that we have to look a little deeper into the margins and listen harder for quieter voices to understand their significance. Think about Joseph's situation. He asks Mary to be his bride. She agrees, and they're set to be married. Then the big bombshell. Mary is pregnant, and it's clear Joseph is not the father. In today's world, we'd have all the markings of a classic episode of Maury with DNA tests and all to find out who's the daddy. In Joseph's time, he only had 2 paths to choose from. The first would be to publicly shame Mary, to charge her with adultery and see her pay the price, which at the time was death. The other would be to be quiet about it, divorce her away from the public eye, and slip away into the distance. If Joseph was to be faithful to God's law as it was understood at the time, he had no other option than to choose one of those 2 paths. The Bible explains that Joseph was someone who deeply cared for Mary, despite whatever pain he may have felt at this news. So he decided a quiet divorce was the best choice. Even amidst the struggle of everything he had learned, Joseph still wanted to give Mary the most gracious opportunity that he could. As he's trying to sort all this out, he gets a visit from an angel. He's told to believe that everything will be okay, and that the child was conceived of the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus will save his people. What we're told next is the magic of the margins. That Joseph did exactly as he was told. He married Mary and named Jesus. Joseph's faith was so powerful, so intense, that it guided him to quietly fulfill a choice out of love greater than even his own. He fulfilled a choice out of God's love. There are so many today that are struggling in the margins, facing choices that tear at them on the inside. Some are homeless, and they struggle to find a warm meal and a safe place to stay for the night. Some live in fear of inhumane treatment by their own homeland and are just looking for somewhere they can be treated with a little bit of respect. Some are in places that still ban or allow hatred toward their ethnicity, who they love and care for, or quite frankly, who they are as human beings. Their voices aren't always clear. Sometimes they're placed awkwardly in the background, like the father of a newborn. But when we look more closely, as we do with Joseph, we can see a faith that's just as strong. And we can understand that faith isn't about grand displays and raucous carols. Faith at its core is believing in the hope and the promise of the coming of a child in the manger, and that all of us will be saved. All of us will be saved. In part thanks to Joseph's faithful choice. Stop and listen to the voices in the margins. They cry out for simple choices of justice and love. They show us that following God's plan will often mean doing the right thing when no one is looking, but having the confidence that we will receive back all that is promised to us by God. This week, consider visiting and spending time with someone in the margins. Stop at a nursing home and listen. Go to this Wednesday's service of the longest night and listen. Pause to offer help to the homeless person in front of the local store and listen. Because the opportunity to help deliver God's promise to all of us is in our hands. We just need to listen carefully to those in the margins. The answers on what we should and need to be doing will be revealed to us in those moments. We can then follow the instructions we're given with love that is greater than just our own. We can follow them, showing God's never-ending and powerful love to all we meet.